If it wasn't for the waka, we wouldn't be here today. Sir Heke Nukumai Na Iwi Puhipi said that. He's more widely known as Sir Heck Busby, of course. And this evening at 6 o'clock at the Embassy Theatre in Wellington is the world premiere of the film Fetu Marama, Bright Star. It follows the late Sir Heck Busby's journeys across the Pacific, navigating by the stars and re-establishing the art of traditional Māori voyaging, as Polynesian navigators further north and other Māori in recent times have also done. It's a documentary that emphasises the enormous role of master navigators and waka builders in the revivifying of a tradition at the heart of Māori culture and the exploration of the Pacific. Toby Mills and Aileen O'Sullivan are the directors, and Toby joins us. Morena, Toby, kia te pahea koe.
Oh, kia te pai. Ko koe, morning Jim, and morning to all the listeners as well.
Lovely to talk to you. Gee, you've managed to get fantastic historic footage in this film.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, well, that's one of the strengths of the film, is the amount of archive that we managed to find in Hawaii and Tahiti and all around Aotearoa. I have been sort of filming off and on with Hector for the last 15 years. So I had my own great sort of archive collection. A lot of other people have documented his journey as well. So you're very lucky to have that richness of archive.
Yes. No, you follow him for a long time, including the tangi, and it's very moving. We were lucky to get celestial navigation back. It was saved by the skin of our teeth, thanks to Sir Heck and a few other crucial characters.
Yes, it was gone. We'd lost that for, you know, like 600 years. And it wasn't until an extraordinary group of people came together and wanted to reclaim that knowledge. I mean, the knowledge was there. It was there in story. It was orally passed down, but nothing had been done until, you know, Heck met with Nainoa Thompson from Hawaii, and Papa Mo, who was found by the Hawaiians, came to Aotearoa. He was one of Heck's bestest mates. So it was those three, really, who their energy and their knowledge came together to spark this incredible renaissance.
Yes, the Māori, the Polynesian, and the Melanesian men together.
Yeah, it's the Pacific, you know. It's the Pacific. They were the master navigators of the universe in their own time. It's incredible. Their feats are really incredible. And, you know, we do look at our English and Spanish explorers and think their feats are really extraordinary, and they were as well. But prior to them, you know, we had these people crossing the oceans by the stars and the winds. They were really in touch with the nature.
And the emotional power of your documentary is in the stars, as well as the personal stories, and the phenomenal importance of finding those stars again is, as it says in your film, that there must be objects central to culture. And I suppose objects may seem a strange word, but we get an understanding of that from your film.
Well, I've always wondered if people would understand that the object, the central object for us as Polynesians, is the waka, because that enabled us to migrate through the Pacific and inhabit new lands. I mean, you think about a population on some of the smaller islands, you would get to, you know, population density and have to really think about moving on. You know, you go out fishing, you find another island, and then you go there and you set up a base there. You sort of like get to hop around all the islands. But it's the waka that is central, yes, central to Polynesian culture. That's where we're trying to... The point we're trying to get across in the film.
Yeah, so Heck's voyages are in here. He built so many waka. I won't attempt to summarise all that, but it is all in your documentary. And it's not just about navigation, it's about being able to read the whole natural world on behalf of your community and how to maintain culture and all that lore and tikanga based around the sea, basically.
Yeah, the L-O-R-E, which is really, really important, especially in the society we're living in today, and how we find ourselves in the middle of this pandemic globally. I think it's really given us an opportunity to sit down and really look at ourselves and where our place is on this planet Earth. And I think that we really need to take time to get more in touch with the Earth not being, you know, on the earth, but being with the earth. And I think that's where the power of these navigators and all of the people involved in this sort of renaissance, that's where their heart is. You know, they're really connected to the elements, to the winds, to the sea, to the birds, to, you know, to the ocean currents. It's really an extraordinary connection that I think, you know, most of the planet has lost. We get a chance to reflect back on it and maybe, hopefully, look towards our inner compass for some guidance as well.
Yeah, no, nicely put. And it's not just that we've got the stars back. There is such expertise. There's such cleverness in this film because, of course, Sir Heck had to build a huge voyaging canoe Te Arere from scratch, really.
Yeah, I know, it's extraordinary when you think about it. You know, old fellow, he got like challenged by Sir James Henare to, you know, you've got to go and build a waka. And it wasn't until Sir James passed away and Heck was at his tongue that he says, well, I'm going to go and do what you told me to do now. And he goes into the forest and chops down two blooming huge Cody trees, you know, basically ties them together and off he goes. It's like, wow, what sort of character would do something like that, you know? I mean, he was very knowledgeable, though, and he had a great team around him. It was a moment in time that allowed this to be rediscovered.
And he was carving, you know, to use a metaphor, but he was carving also an important future for Māori. Yes, that's become really clear.
Yep. His passion was engineering. I mean, he was a bridge builder. He built 200 bridges in Northland. So, you know, metaphorically, he became this other bridge builder as well, a bridge builder of Oceania. He connected us back to the other islands of Polynesia as one of the people in the documentary. It must have been in his DNA, you know. It was sort of this thing handed down from his ancestors that he somehow reconnected with. Yeah, amazing man.
And the voyages themselves were pretty stupendous, up to Tahiti, Hawaii, to Aotearoa in 1985, 56 days at sea, sailing to Rapa Nui, to Rarotonga. It's all in here, and it's when you see it all together packaged in 90 minutes, the contribution is just so evident, isn't it? It was a mighty achievement.
Yeah, well, and the thing was that, you know, he never started till he's 50. Never too late. He proved that point. So many guiding principles that he left behind for us to look at.
You must have gone home inspired a bit every day you worked on it, really.
Oh, but sometimes it got on top of us. You know, after 15 years, you go, well, are we ever going to see the end? So, you know, it's a real honour to be part of the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Toby, well done. Kia ora rawa atu for tonight. All the best.
Kia ora, and thanks, everyone. And if you get the chance, pop along to Whetū Marama Bright Star. It's playing in Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin for the New Zealand International Film Festival. And we'll be bringing it back to Auckland once we get out of lockdown next year sometime.
Kā rawa. Thank you, Toby.